Howdy, folks. They say that what a fella doesn't know won't hurt him. Sure hurts, though, when you find out somebody else is getting paid for knowing what you don't. I'm Pat Buttram, inviting you for a delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. And this time of year, horse racing seems to be mighty popular entertainment. It's one thing about horse racing, though, it always kind of caught my fancy. It's the names they saddle the poor nags with. You ever notice? Here's a few I picked right out of the sport page of the newspaper. Just picked them at random. That's not the name of a racetrack now, fellows. Don't. First name's pretty good for a racehorse. Destination Unknown. That kind of gives the beast free rein, I'd think. Another one here is Like His Dad. Maybe that's another way of saying Junior, huh? And then, so help me, here's one called Dillinger. Seems to me that'd be an insult to a self-respecting horse. Poor horse is probably standing there in his stall right now waiting for the FBI. Anyway, I just thought I'd let you in on this little interest of mine. It's about the best way there is of following the ponies, because I haven't lost a cent yet. Another thing you can't lose on, though, that's double mint chewing gum, I'll tell you. There aren't many pleasures that last as long or give you as much satisfaction. Yep, it's a great comfort to sink your teeth in for smooth, smooth chewing that lasts as long as you like. Makes you feel real contented. So you enjoy it often, hmm? Smooth, satisfying, double mint chewing gum. And now here's smooth Marion Morgan with a song for us. And what's it going to be, Marion?
I'm Nobody's Baby. You see, I'm nobody's baby. I wonder why. Each night and day I pray the Lord up above, please send me down somebody to love. 'Cause nobody wants me. I'm blue somehow. Won't someone hear my plea and take a chance with me? Because I'm nobody's baby now. Won't someone hear my plea and take a chance with me? Because I'm nobody's baby. Nobody's baby. Nobody's baby now.
I sure enjoyed that, Marion. You know, I got evidence here that women improve with man's age. Yeah, there's a clip in here where there's an organization listed the male reaction to women at various ages of man. It says, a boy of 8 says girls are a nuisance. They get in the way. At 18, he says girls are sensational. Only trouble is, there aren't enough of them. And at 28, women are puzzling. All of them want to get married except the one I love. And then at 38, women are confusing. My wife, whom I love, has become a bit of a bore. The rest of them seem exciting and tempting. 48, he says, women spell trouble. Stay away from them. Then from here on, things get better for the women. At 58, a man says, it's better to learn how to live with them because you can't live without them. And at 68, says, my wife's finally beginning to appreciate me. We're beginning to understand each other. And a man at 78 says, women are angels. I don't know how they put up with us devils. You know, sometimes you say a woman has a nice way about her, you know. That's true of double mint chewing gum, too, I'll tell you. It has such a nice way of helping you while it's giving you pleasure. The best way I can illustrate that is just to tell you that chewing healthful double mint gum after every meal helps clean your teeth. You enjoy the meal, and you top it off with the delicious flavor of cool double mint, and you enjoy some very pleasant chewing. It's all pleasure, but at the same time, healthful, long-lasting double mint, it's cleaning your teeth, see? A grand help. So you enjoy double mint often and get acquainted with all its nice ways. You'll like it. You'll also like the Halloran Quartet's spiritual today, Shadrach.
There was three children from the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. They took a trip into the land of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Took a lot of gold and he made an idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
But he couldn't fool them with a golden idol,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. So the king put the children in the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He done the coals and the red-hot brimstone, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Seven times hotter, hotter than it ought to be,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Burned up the soldiers that the king had put there, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
But the Lord sent an angel with snowy white wings
down in the middle of the furnace,
talking to the children about the power of the gospel,
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Well, it couldn't even burn the hair on the head of
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, laughing and talking while the fire was jumping round. Meshach, Abednego. Now Nebuchadnezzar called,
hey there,
when he saw the power of the Lord, and they had a big time in the house of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Abednego.
Thank you, fellows. That was great, you know. Now it's time for the Buttram bonus. Today's Buttram bonus is on how to tell a square. Although if a fellow's really a square, you can't tell him much, I'll tell you. You know what I mean by a square? That's a word we keep running into these days. It's somebody that's like a square peg in a round hole, you know, just doesn't fit. According to the New York Times, the difference between being a square and being hip, it started back in the 20s with jazz music. Folks who didn't dig jazz, they were called squares by those who did. Nowadays, the Times says the word's got a lot of new meanings. A square is a kind of a fellow who smokes a cigar without taking the band off. And you see, he doesn't leave a tip because a sign says no tipping. He puts vermouth in his martinis. The real hip fellas on Broadway there, they have a special word for squares who are squarer than other squares. That kind of a square they call a cube. According to them, a cube, he's a fellow, he's so square he can block his own hat. You know, they're the kind of fella who'd smoke a cigar without even taking off the cellophane wrapping, I think. The only trouble with all this is that Eddie Condon, the famous jazz musician, he says he's never heard a professional musician use that word. Now, the way he puts it, musicians who call people squares, they're squares themselves. Now, it's kind of comforting to some of us, anyway. And now, Marion Morgan and Bill Kennedy, they're going to sing for us. And what's your duet today, Bill?
Two Cigarettes in the Dark.
Two cigarettes in the dark. He strikes a match till the spark clearly traces. One face is my sweetheart.
Two silhouettes in the room, almost obscured by the gloom. We were so close, yet so far apart.
It happened that I stumbled in upon their rendezvous.
I heard my sweetheart whispering, I love you, I love you, you know that I do.
Two cigarettes in the dark. Gone is the flame and the spark, leaving just regrets. And two cigarettes in the dark.
Well, we've just about wound up another week of just entertainment. But we'll be back to same old stand Monday. I hope we find you here, too. Meantime, I hope you'll let Double Mint Gum add enjoyment to your weekend. Better stock up so the whole family can enjoy the cool, delicious flavor of Double Mint. And the pleasure of that smooth, long-lasting chewing there. Buy some today. Refreshing, delicious Double Mint chewing gum. Until Monday, then, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that love letters aren't always the best proof of love, outside of a courtroom, that is. Bye now.
Date the Stars this Sunday on The Mitch Miller Show over the CBS Radio Network.
And KNX CBS Radio in Los Angeles.